You're tuned into ASA Radio, South Africa's premier LGBT radio station.
Good day and a warm welcome on Gay SA Radio. My name is Louis and I want to invite you to be my dance partner today. Yes, in this part of the program, we focus on getting those feet tapping and those lips singing along to amazing music of all genres, from ABBA to Zappa, Apple to Zoid. This one to kick us off today, Wild Cherry, and play that funky music.
Just when it hit me, somebody turn around. When they were dancing and singing and moving to the grooving,
Wild Cherry's cover of the Commodores' I Feel Sanctified. Yes, originally this track was planned only for the B-side of the record, but luckily, just before it was printed, moved to the A-side and continued to sell over 2 million copies. Also was Wild Cherry's one-hit wonder. Yes, that'll give you a good idea of what to expect in this Music Lovers program. We're going to focus a bit on music that might have been lost through the years. I'm going to ask you, what is your guilty pleasure boogie tune? And I want to share some quirky facts about the artists and the songs that they have written for our ears throughout the years. Together we will discover new classics. And above all, I want to encourage you to dust off your dancing shoes, let your hair down, and come sing along. Here's another good example of a good hit. Either you had some memories or you want to make some new memories with the Village People and Macho Man.
Can't nobody tell me nothing. town, living like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. God knows stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I keep going back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town.
Whistle, Whistle and Cowboy Tunes, Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus with Old Town Road. Some interesting facts about Lil Nas X. He dropped out of college in 2018 to pursue a musical career, but was discouraged a lot by his parents, and so moved in with his sister. Spending all of his time promoting his music on the internet and getting only 3 hours of sleep a night, he began writing this track after he felt that he simply just was out of options. Another thing that's interesting is his sister and his parents' frustration actually inspired the chorus of the song, Can't Nobody Tell Me Nothing. So within a month of writing it, Lil Nas X chose to spin the frustration meaning in the chorus of Old Town Road as a symbol of success. And the song has been described, very interesting, as different genres. Some people say that it's country rap, some people just say it's country, other trap, as in T-A-R-P, or southern hip-hop. But when asked, Lil Nas X stated that he regards it as country trap.
Gay SA Radio.
Be yourself without fear.
This is Backtracks on Gay SA Radio. Shay, or Shaylee Nell, is a young and upcoming South African actress, singer, songwriter, dancer, and model. Her motto in life is One Life, Live It. She recently collaborated with Early B, and this track has just been released, so this is fresh off the press, guys. Enjoy this one, Squid and I Donker.
Kan my brana kry nou die vloer laat die funke stik die top se trick net ek mos op blok word die ou kan jy get my name tag dat hy dots op so laat ons dan hy laat die chorus kom so blik sy wat
het jy doen daar wat het jy er jy wat het ons op om te gaan en niemand doen van het te weet is ek kon nie doen daar so jy aan te my jy kom ons ons in om te gaan en niemand doen van het te weet. Don't get
te. Y se comes mi dunker. Se yo anto pa yet. Como son se mi un bebende no ma tu fa net te tiet. Fa tu se te mi dunker.
I did tell you a little bit earlier that I'm going to ask you what is your guilty boogie pleasure. So the aim with this is to ask you, you know, a lot of songs have come and gone and a lot of people say, oh goodness, not that song again. I'm sure we all have our personal tastes. I also believe that everybody has a song or a tune that when it comes on, you know that maybe it's old or it's out of date, but you simply cannot stop singing along, tapping your feet. I have got a few, and I want to encourage you to please let me know at our email address. Please let me know what is your guilty pleasure song. My one that I want to share with you today is from Dr. Victor and the Rasta Rebels, Shambhala. Right, welcome back if you've just joined us here on Gay SA Radio. And in this part of the program, we want to talk Gale. Gale? Who is Gale? And what is Gale? Now, the origin of Gale, or the gay language, is quite intense, and I don't want to get too much into the history of it today. When laws were passed here in the early 1900s, homosexuality was banned. You're seemingly gay, or just speaking about somebody in that kind of manner, could land you up in jail. So the queer folk had to come up with their own code or language so that they can communicate with each other. In short, one of the things where Gale was born was more towards the end in the 1970s. Air hostesses, male air hostesses, or commonly referred to as coffee morphies, wanted to create conversation or kiki or skinner about some of the passengers. But obviously within this confined space, I mean, you don't have much space to say anything, people will hear what you are saying. Therefore, they came up with this code. So what you would do is, if you have a description or something that you want to describe somebody by, you would use that first letter of that word. Like, let's say beautiful. If you want to say somebody is beautiful, so then the letter will be B. But now, instead of just saying, look at that beautiful guy, you will change that word, that descriptive word, and replace it with somebody's name that has that first letter. So in other words, you would say, look at that Beulah guy, which means beautiful. So just quickly touching on a few of them, I've told you now about Beulah, Dora, which has got to do with a drink or a dop. So if you were to say, I want to go for a Dora, you know, going for a quick dop. Or Scylla, which is a cigarette. So there I've given you three ones to kick you off. Beulah, Dora, and Scylla. And I want to challenge you, because I will endeavor to bring you a few of these in the programs to come. So the question for today, and this is now your Gale question for today. What is a Oprah Queen? If I refer to somebody as an Oprah Queen, what on earth does that mean? Please email me. Just my email address again is loes@gaysaradio.co.za. Lima Oscar Oscar Echo S at gaysaradio.co.za. And I will let you know next time what is the correct meaning. Recently in the week, I saw the video. I mean, I've always heard the song of Bad Habits, but I only saw the music video this week. And I must tell you, there is something very sexy about vampires. So if you have not seen the music video of Ed Sheeran's Bad Habits, please go check out what he would look like as a badass, sparkling vampire. I'm going to give you a remix of this one. This is the Medusa remix, but enjoy it. Ed Sheeran and Bad Habits.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world ends close. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late nights and then alone conversations with
next up, I've got a South African song lined up, and the band that I wanted to feature today is Freshly Ground. Now, they are probably best known for their song Doobie Doobie, or the Waka Waka, of course, which was done with Shakira. Just an interesting fact about the Waka Waka, for those of you that did not know, that this was actually not the official 2010 FIFA World Cup anthem. I know a lot of us, we played it and we did those moves like crazy. It's very interesting because I also thought it was the anthem, but the official anthem was A Sign of Victory by R. Kelly. And the official anthem was Wave Your Flag by Kanan. That was the Coca-Cola anthem. It was considered the song for the soccer. So there we go. Three options. The song, the anthem, and the official anthem. But nevertheless, I am not going to worry about that song today. Maybe next time. Today, I want to play you one of Freshly Ground songs of their third album called Ma Cherie of 2017. Enjoy this one from Freshly Ground.
In the morning. gives good love.
Ariana Grande and The Weeknd with Save Your Tears. And just before that, Freshly Ground with Pot Belly.
Do you want to broaden your music knowledge, revisit and dust off old classic tunes, or just stay on top of what songs are trending at the moment? Tune in to Backtracks on Gay SA Radio every Sunday between 3 and 4 p.m. and let's get those toes tapping with me, Louis, your host, as we journey through music on KSA Radio, where you are family.
Hello, Scotties. This is Tanivita Besaidet here, and you won't believe it, but you are listening to KSA Radio.
Just coming out of the Olympic Games that took place in Tokyo, South Africa walked away with 3 medals, 1 gold and 2 silver. But I think the most iconic moment for me was Tatiana Schoenmaker with that new Olympic gold record for the 200-meter women's breaststroke. That face of hers when she saw that she just broke the record is amazing. It's really great. So well done, Tatiana. I want to tell you a bit more about a legendary song. This is now staying with the theme of Olympics. And I want to tell you about the 1988 Olympic World Games. David Foster, if you haven't heard his name before, he is a Canadian musician and composer. He also arranges music. And he gave us some amazing music or songs that he has written for bands like Chicago, Earth, Wind and Fire, Air Supply, Madonna, Celine Dion, to just mention a few. So herewith, enjoy with me the Olympic official song of 1988 by David Foster. Wow, what a song. I mean, I don't care where you come from or what your background is, that song just inspires you to go out there and to do something amazing. I mean, wow, that is goosebumps, totally. Talking about doing amazing things, I want to introduce you to a new artist called Mark Devane. He is a Canadian singer, and earlier this year he took one of Christa Steyn, she's a South African songwriter and singer. He took one of her songs, a 1982 song, Ek Wil Vir Jou, or in English, I Wanna Be There For You, translated it into French and made it his own. Furthermore, this version was released in July of this year, and he dedicated this song. I mean, how amazing is this? It is a Canadian singer that has never been to South Africa. He takes an Afrikaans song from the 1980s, translates it into French, and then goes on to dedicate it to the performing arts of South Africa and to raise some funds in a local trust for the entertainment industry in South Africa. You know, knowing all of the struggles that we all go through, just that somebody out there heard this amazing song and didn't keep it to himself, but sent it back to its origins and to say, here's my rendition, you know, dedicated to you, to the entertainment industry. It is just simply amazing. So please have a look out for this guy, Mark Devane from Canada. If you want to know a bit more about the campaign, you can check out www.tribio.co.za. So that amazing campaign that he is a part of is www.tribio.co.za. And I can't wait for this guy to tour to South Africa so that we can see his face and hear more of this amazing voice. Here we go. Please enjoy Mark Devane's rendition of Ek Wil Vir Jou, I Wanna Be There For You.
Toi, aujourd'hui, et les rêves disparus. Toi, au combat, t'as risqué tout perdu. Mais toi, n'oublie pas, tu vivras pour voir demain. Oui, toi, puis-je t'offrir un autre chemin? Je serai pour toi un bras d'été, un doux silence. Je serai pour toi ce grand soleil devant la mer. Ce que tu voudras, si seulement t'y crois. Jusqu'à moi, si tu y crois. Toi, sans un mot, t'es toutes tes peines et tes misères. Et toi, à toutes les fois, on passe devant te laissant derrière. Mais moi, je ne t'oublie pas. Laisse tomber ce que tu masquais. Oui, toi qui n'as jamais su la paix, je serai pour toi un bras d'été, un doux silence. Je serai pour toi ce grand soleil devant la mer. Ce que tu voudras.
If you've just joined us on Gay SA Radio, that was the amazing voice of Mark Devane, a Canadian singer who did his rendition of an Afrikaans song, I Wanna Be There For You. We're keeping an eye on you, Mark, and hoping to hear more of your amazing voice.
Okay, first,
let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Lock the doors.
Gay SA Radio,
where you are family.
This is Backtracks on Gay SA Radio. I want to quickly set back the clock a few years to the early 2000s. And I'm hoping that everybody will know if I speak about Queer as Folk, the television series, that you will know what I'm talking about. Originally, it was a British TV series, but they only did one season. The Americans adopted it and knocked out an amazing 5 seasons. And I mean, this was such groundbreaking stuff at that time. In the first episode, you could see that you are in for an amazing series. I remember in that first episode where it contained the first, well, simulated sex scene between two men that was ever shown on American mainstream television. Who can forget those amazing characters of Queer as Folk? Between your young Justin, Brian, Ted, Emmett, and my favorite, Michael. Please let me know who was your favorite character and why. You can email me on Louis, spelled a bit funky, LOOE, and then S at gaysaradio.co.za. Just that spelling again, it's LOOES, so Lima Oscar Oscar Echo Sierra at gaysaradio.co.za. The song that I want to play for you is one that came out of the Babylon Club. I'm sure that you all remember the iconic Babylon Club of Queer as Folk. The song originally was done by Denise Williams in the movie Footloose, and this scene where it was used for Queer as Folk was where poor Justin saw that he was just one of many of Brian's guys, and he tried to win him back by dancing on this version of Kerry B's Let's Hear It for the Boy.
Go.
Right, if you've just joined us here on GaySA Radio, my name is Louis, and in this music program, I tend to focus on amazing nostalgic music and current music, anything that has a story to tell and gets those feet tapping. This month is August, and it's known as Women's Month. So when I think of women, what is the one woman that pops out head and shoulders above all the rest is my mom. I mean, where will we be without our mothers? There is nothing as powerful as a mother's love, and nothing as healing as a child's soul. So to all the moms out there, you've known before we've known to be out of the closet. We love you, moms. You are our everything. From Celine Dion, enjoy this one to all the moms.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you. My
What an amazing song there, Because You Loved Me, going out to all the women and the moms out there in the month of August. Right, unfortunately, this is now the end of my slot for today, but I hope that I've told you a little bit about some music, things that you might not have known, introduced a few artists that is new and upcoming, and revived some of the tracks and got those feet tapping. I hope during the day that you've learned about Gail, who she is and what she stands for and the words that she uses. I hope that there were some nostalgic tunes that you were happy to hear again, some new ones that will soon become classics, and then some interesting facts about the songs and the songwriters. My name is Louis here on Gay SA Radio, and remember that there is a song for every moment in life. Keep warm, keep safe, and I will see you next time. Thank you.
Gay SA Radio.
We're always Beulah.
Where you are family.